Welcome, I'm David Crook. You can follow me at Data4Bots. Today we're going to talk about IoT analytics architecture. This is a very common question that I get in my community, and we're gonna go ahead and just explain it so I don't have to explain it a million times. What we have down here are a series of devices. These can be anything from Raspberry Pis, ESP286s, to valves, anything that gets connected to some sort of embedded system and then has data coming through it. Typically, what you want to do is have some form of intelligence that you can notify your workforce, draw dashboards, be able to stabilize the system in case there's a bad event. What you have after this is a gateway. And this gateway has some form of intelligence. It's usually too expensive, even today with a reduction in cost, to connect every single one of these up to the internet. So you'll have some form of subsystem. We'll call this one subsystem A. And this can be replicated tens, if not thousands, of times. Now, from here, you have to get the data up into the cloud. So you need a message passing infrastructure. For me, that's IoT Hub or Event Hub on Azure, which is represented here. So we'll take the data from the actual device. It goes into the gateway. And then this goes from the gateway and into IoT Hub. An IoT Hub is a message passing and routing slash broadcasting infrastructure. So if the message needs to be broadcasted directly from system A to system B to synchronize any data, it has the capability of doing that. But for now, we're going to focus primarily on the analytics scenarios. What we do with the data from IoT Hub is consume this from something called Stream Analytics. So the data goes from IoT Hub into Azure Stream Analytics. And Azure Stream Analytics is a short data stream windowed analysis system. So basically what that is you have 5 to 10 seconds worth of windowing capabilities that you can perform analysis on and then pipe the results of those analysis to other areas. The first thing that I always do is replicate all of the raw data into a long-term cold data store. For me, that's Azure Data Lake. Could be blob storage, could be some other kind of storage for you. But every single piece of raw data gets dropped into that. The other side is it goes and powers some basic dashboards. So there's a tool that Microsoft puts out called Power BI. And what we'll do is we'll take about 5 seconds worth of data, average it together, and output it into Power BI so that you can get a really nice smooth version of it. If you don't do this 5 second moving average, you'll get very, very spiky data, and it's a little bit harder to understand. Now, the next thing that'll happen is any kind of important information that you see will go from Azure Stream Analytics into Azure Q. So while you're sitting there watching this information, let's say that you have a pipeline and your average flow on a pipeline is 8 liters per minute. And while you're doing this analysis, you see that your flow goes from 8 liters per minute to 7 liters per minute. That means that you have a fairly substantial decrease in flow, and you may want to put that notification into queue to let your workforce know, because that drop means that there's likely a leak in your pipeline. So that analysis will get dropped into Azure Q storage, which has a web job which is sitting there watching. That web job will pick up an item that's dropped in there and can do some further analysis either against your cold storage or go and start listening directly to the Event Hub stream. If it determines that that is actually a critical event, you have a web app that's tied to this web job, and that web app will push down notifications to your workforce. Your workforce will have mobile phones that have notifications with your corporate app on it that says, hey, subsystem A over here is experiencing a leak. You should go check it out. So now your workforce is notified, hey, we need to go take a look at subsystem A. But more importantly is that you can actually have this web job send a notification back to Event Hub. And because Event Hub and IoT Hub is also a broadcasting and routing system as well, it can go and tell the gateway device at subsystem A that, hey, you have a leak on device 1 over here. And then the gateway can take over responsibility for self-stabilizing this system so that it's safe for your workforce to come over and actually start doing maintenance and work on this subsystem. Now, all of this intelligence that gets derived is primarily machine learning, clustering, some form of long-term data analysis. Now, I said every piece of raw data gets replicated over to Azure Data Lake. You can either have Hadoop, Azure Data Warehouse, a variety of other analytics platforms stood up on top of this. What you'll do is you'll go through and actually generate your machine learning algorithm, your weights, and things like that, and push that data or those algorithms back down onto your gateway devices and or your web job so that it has up-to-date information, thresholds, weight values based on the current system. So for example, in the middle of summer, temperatures are going to be a little bit higher. In the middle of winter, temperatures are going to be a little bit lower. But maybe over time, your equipment is changing in characteristics because it's degrading a little bit or what have you. It's better to kind of generate new algorithms as necessary to have better intelligence across the entire system. And that's IoT Architectures for Analysis Scenarios. I'm David Crook, and we'll go over to Q&A. In this scenario, this is not exactly cold storage or glacial storage or what have you. This is actually more of a cool storage. So we're going to be putting data here for future use, but it's not on like a storage that we're never going to touch or look at again, such as like records that are required for legal purposes. This is actually used primarily for generating new algorithms and will be part of a workload that will run maybe once a week, once a month. But it's not technically like glacial storage. It's just cold in that we use it infrequently, but not super cold. It's more of a cool storage. Cold storage is typically going to be something that you use for, oh my God, I'm getting audited. Let's go look up all the data that I never really wanted to look at. Well, the storage retention policy on Stream Analytics is configurable. So you can have up to as low as a few seconds, up to multiples of days, maybe even a month. Machine learning in this particular architecture is happening in a couple of different places. The generation of the algorithms is happening on this cool storage plus Hadoop, but the execution and the actual analysis of the incoming data streams is happening on the gateway as well as the web job. The bottlenecks of this architecture are primarily going to be the network between the gateway device and our message passing infrastructure. A lot of the times what I see, especially in cruise ships, is that this entire subsystem will go offline as far as the cloud-based infrastructure is concerned. That's why we have intelligence built in to this gateway device. The other areas for bottlenecks are going to be disk writes to the cool storage, as well as the ability for the web job to keep up with analytics processing in case a catastrophic event happens and Stream Analytics is pushing too many events to the web job to deal with. But that should hopefully be kept up with by using queue storage and web job scale out. By default in Azure, your data is replicated 3 times at the data center level. Now, if that data center gets blown up by a comet or whatever, if you have geo-redundancy enabled, you have a failover storage account on another data center that is also replicated 3 separate times. Well, what we would do is actually replicate this whole architecture at each of the primary geographies that it needs to do. Now the question becomes is, well, we have all this cool storage happening and we might want to aggregate all of that together for generating our machine learning algorithms so that we can take advantage of all the lessons learned across the globe. What we would do is use a tool called Azure Data Factory. What Azure Data Factory allows us to do is to take data from multiple data sets, from multiple data regions, either on-prem or in the cloud, munge them together, and then execute more processes on top of that. So the only key thing here is we're going to add a new component that is going to operationalize the entire capabilities of this architecture at a global centralized scale. I hope you guys enjoyed this whiteboarding session with me, David Crook. You can follow me at Data4Bots on Twitter. And good luck with building your global applications.